Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast. And today, we're going to be going over four teams that I believe are already eliminated from college football playoff contention. It's only week three. I get it. But after how some of these teams have performed up to this point, I think it's safe to say they could be done. Now, three of these teams could still win their conference championship. One of them, however, cannot. So we're going to get into these four teams and why I believe they are done. And we're going to start with the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Yes, those Fighting Irish, the one that made a run to the national championship game last year. And the reason I say they're done is because of two reasons. The first one is they started 0-2. They lost close games to Miami and Texas A&M. So they probably have the two best losses, you could say, in college football right now. However, the second reason is if you look at their schedule, it's not very good. And that's what concerns me. Currently, they only have one ranked team left on the whole schedule. That's why those first two games were so important, because you had to win one of those to have a resume or have something on there. Without a conference championship, because you're so an independent team, you got to have something that's going to put you over all these other teams in conferences that are going to play ranked teams. Like an SEC team that's going to be playing a lot of ranked teams. Guess what? Now you only have one ranked team as of now left on your schedule. And they're ranked 25 currently. So, that's the main reason I think they're done, is just because they've started 0-2. And unless there's some teams that really pick it up and do end up in the rankings, I just don't see a way the committee lets Notre Dame in. Because the biggest things you're going to look at is strength of record and strength of schedule. The schedule, it's not that they play a weak schedule. It's just the bulk of their schedule has already happened with Miami and Texas A&M. And so right now, then you go to the strength of their record. They're going to have those two losses, but they're not going to have any wins that are going to impress the committee at all. Unless USC maintains a trajectory where they can really like get up there in the rankings, but then I don't think that they would lose to Notre Dame if they were to get up there. Then the only way, like, that's why I don't see a path for Notre Dame to end up getting in, because they don't play in a conference and they don't play any more ranked teams. So those two criteria go out the board already, and I just don't see a logical path for how they can make it. And that sucks to say, because I really like Marcus Freeman. And if you did watch that game, there was a very blatant holding call. Notre Dame, one of their defensive linemen, got absolutely tackled on the last play of the game. It was a fourth down where A&M scored a touchdown and they end up winning the game. I mean, in their last two games against the number now 5 and now number 9 team in the country, they lost by a combined 4 points. That's it. But that's why they call football a game of inches. Because even though you only lost by 4 combined points to both teams, a loss is a loss. And that's all they're going to look at. And it's like, had they had something in the schedule like another ranked team or like two more ranked teams down the road to offset those losses, then maybe we would be having a different conversation right now. But because they don't, I just don't see a way for them to get in, to be honest. So that's the first team. Sucks to see them go down like that, but it happens. Then the next team is a team that had a lot of preseason hype behind a new quarterback. And the reason I say this team is done, I know it's early, but they've already lost two games. However, there is one way I think they could get back in it. But the next team that I think that is done is the Florida Gators. And you might be wondering, why are the Florida Gators out? Yes, they could run the table and win the SEC. However, I don't think that's realistic and happening. And then also, take a look at their schedule. Up next, listen to the next three games. Miami, Texas, at Texas A&M. Like, all that Miami game is at Miami, too. That is a brutal three-game stretch, and it doesn't get any easier after that. Okay, you got Mississippi State. Then you have Georgia. Then you have to go at Kentucky for a rivalry game. We know how Kentucky likes to show up for some of these SEC games. That's not going to be a cakewalk. At Ole Miss, at home against Tennessee, and then at home against Florida State to end the season. That's a gauntlet of a schedule. Now, here's the reason I say that they have a shot. It's also because of their schedule. If somehow DJ Lagway and the rest of Florida can start to turn it around and pick it up and win some of these games, they're going to have one of the best resumes in the country by far. I mean, they play currently five more top 10 teams that are ranked in the top 10 right now. Like, the LSU loss isn't going to look that bad. So, they have a shot. However, I just don't see them being on such a short timeline to win that many games, being able to do so. I think they're going to lose to Miami, lose to Texas, and then you already have four losses at that point. So, unless they pull off a miracle, they're done. I don't see a way that they can get back in it, to be honest. Just because of how grueling that schedule is. And DJ Lavery did not look good in the LSU game. They lost by 10. He threw five interceptions. Five interceptions. And a lot of them were on him. I'm not talking like off the hands, into a defender. If you look at one of the throws, I believe the fifth one, overthrown into triple coverage. You're supposed to be a five-star quarterback that was one of the most highly talented players to ever come into Florida, and you throw five interceptions in one game. There are some quarterbacks that will throw five all year, and you threw five in a game. I still think DJ is super talented and can turn it around. But man, that is a rough performance. And so, yeah, I think Florida's done. They were ranked very highly in the preseason. They won their first game. But then they lost to South Florida. And then they lost to LSU. And they haven't put up more than 20 points in either of those games. So the offense against real competition hasn't been clicking at all. And so, that's another SEC team down. So, we'll go on to the next team. And that would be the South Carolina Gamecocks. And the reason I say that South Carolina is done is because they just lost to Vandy. That's an SEC loss. And I don't know about Lenora Sellers for this week as well. I'll look right now to see if there's been any injury update. He is dealing with a head injury. He got absolutely walloped on a targeting penalty. Defender was ejected from the game, but that also forced Sellers to miss the rest of that game, and they ended up just getting absolutely thromped by Vanderbilt. 31-7 that game, at home as well. So, and you know how teams are going to take these concussion protocols very seriously. So, I hope Lenoris can get back. I think he's a great player, one of the best players in the country overall. But if he does miss this next game, that's why I think they're done. They have to go to Missouri, number 23 ranked Missouri Tigers. And the way I saw them play with the backup quarterback, like, it didn't look good. They were at home as well. It didn't seem like they fed off any energy from the backup or losing Sellers. So, what is there to tell me that that's going to happen on the road in a hostile environment on a road SEC game? There's not much really that I can see that would tell me any differently. And again, I know they could run the tape. South Carolina is not going to run the table. If you look at their schedule, it's daunting. They have at Missouri, they play Kentucky. At LSU, probably be a night game. They got Oklahoma, Alabama, at Ole Miss, and at Texas A&M. Like, that's just a daunting schedule. And again, this team goes as far as Lenoris Sellers will take them. He was the reason they had such a high ranking. It was because of him. And you saw what happened when he wasn't on the field for them. They were not the same team at all. They were a shell of themselves. And so, if Lenoris does miss this game against Missouri, I think they're done. That's two early losses right there. And then you have all those other games in that middle of the schedule I just said. There's no real bright spot in the schedule that says, oh, we have some, like, winnable SEC games against some lesser SEC. No. And that's the other thing. I brought up strength of record and strength of schedule. The strength of schedule will be there. They play a very hard schedule, so that's not going to be a problem. But the record, I don't think it's going to look too pretty. I mean, I think they could still get to 7 or 8 wins. Yeah, get to a bowl game, but playoff, I think, is very much out of the equation at this point due to the Sellers injury. So, again, I hope he comes back and proves me wrong, because I'm a big Shane Beamer guy. I think Beamer is a really good head coach. It's just a matter of, again, how far Lenora Sellers can take that. And then the fourth team that I think their college football playoff hopes are done is the Clemson Tigers. Yeah, I believe they are done for this, the reason that they lost to Georgia Tech. They lost to LSU. They barely squeaked out a win after getting shut out at halftime against Troy at home. Now, the thing that's different about them is the ACC is obviously not as strong as the SEC. But that's what they could run into some problems with, having two losses already. They still have to play Florida State, SMU, Louisville, and South Carolina to end the year. You already have one ACC loss. And you got teams like, you already lost to Georgia Tech, so there goes that tiebreaker right there. You got Florida State still. And you got Miami. And so, unless they pull some magic out of the hat and are able to run the table against Florida State and then hope for, like, some other teams to lose, I think they have to win the conference championship, and that's if they get there. Again, top two make it from the ACC, and you already have one loss. I look at Georgia Tech's schedule, because that's the interesting team. They play none of Miami, SMU, Florida State, or Louisville the rest of the year. They have a cakewalk to the conference championship game, honestly. If they didn't show up and handle their business, because obviously you still have to play the games, they should be fine. And they should make a run to the conference championship. They play Georgia, but that's not an ACC game. That's just a rivalry SEC game right there. So that doesn't hurt them. So, again, Clemson, you're going to have to beat that tiebreaker. And then you're also counting on a slip-up from either Miami or Florida State. And I don't know if I see that happening. Because you go to Florida State schedule. Let's look at it. They play Miami. So either Miami or Florida is going to lose a game. They'll drop one ACC game. And Miami, they don't play Clemson. They play Louisville, SMU, and that's about it for the ACC part. So, again, you have to play the games. And it's just, do I trust Dabo Swinney right now with this group? Kate Klubnik's supposed to be the guy. I haven't seen him really be the guy up to this point so far. And it's concerning because he's supposed to be an NFL draft pick. All these other things. So far hasn't really looked the part. And so, I don't see them being able to run the table to get back to the playoff. Just because they're relying on other teams now to mess up. Especially with how that Tech schedule looks the rest of the year. And now that they have the tiebreaker. So you're basically almost fighting for that second spot in the championship game to get there. Again, last year, however, we saw what happened to Miami. Miami was leading the ACC with all those wins. They won all those tight games. But they stumbled down the stretch. They lost to Syracuse. And that propelled Clemson back into the championship game picture. So there is that chance. But with the way Tech's schedule set up, if they went out, which is a very, very real possibility, if they went out their ACC games, then guess what? There's nothing that Clemson can do to jump them. Or even if they lose one game, they're still ahead of Clemson. So I don't see a world of how Clemson gets in. They've already dropped out of the rankings completely. And so, you know, the committee also, with the amount of Big Ten teams and SEC teams that are in right now, I mean, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon's at 6. You got Illinois at 9. Like, that's 4 Big Ten teams right there. And then you're going to have conference champions in there as well. Like, you got LSU. You got Georgia. You got Texas. Texas A&M, Oklahoma, all in the top 11. Like, and they don't want to put the ACC teams in. That's something you also have to understand. So, unless something miraculous happens for the Clemson Tigers, I just don't see a way that they get back to the playoff. Which is, honestly, it hurts to say because I had high expectations for this Clemson team. I believe in Dabo. I know a lot of people don't like the way he coaches now with the not using the portal and all that. I still think he's a good coach. But, man, that is a rough start to the year. And I know they say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. you can't start 1 and 2, especially with how everything else is set up. Like, right now they're only getting 6 votes receiving in the 8 people. That's it. So, yeah, we're going to have to wait and see on that. But those are 4 teams that I believe, barring they make a miraculous run, except Notre Dame, to their conference championship, that their playoff hopes are over. Now, again, this in November, you could look back on this, and it could be completely wrong. And maybe one of these teams does make a run to the playoff. However, I don't deem that likely at all. But again, you have to play the games. And anything can happen on a week-to-week basis. But this has been another episode of the Uncensored Podcast. Thank you for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.